This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning. Get the band back together. We got a lot to do today. A lot on the Phils, a lot on the Eagles. Eagles start training camp tomorrow, which is awesome. Philly's not playing very good baseball. There's a lot to discuss on the field. There's a lot to discuss off the field. We'll get to it all, including the trade deadline coming up. David Robertson acquired. Just a lot. So we'll do it all with you at 215-592-9494. Plus, when you call in today, your chance to win, this is a cool prize all week, pair of tickets to see one of the Eagles' practices. So hop aboard for that. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
What is up, Joe?
It's all up, my man. It's all up, bud. How are you, pal?
I can't wait for training camp,
yeah,
which is like the opposite of every ounce of my being when I was actually playing
right,
football.
Exactly.
But this is, man, exciting times
it
for
is.
Us. It's just a couple days away, all the pageantry of even training camp. Training camp is fun.
It's awesome. Yeah, we'll be there too.
Anyway,
so I'm looking forward to it.
The one day on Neptune takes about 16 hours a year. Neptune.
Wait, hold on. You got to.
Sorry.
I don't know if that was at the end of the story or this beginning of the story.
I got lost here.
Okay.
A year on Neptune. A year on Neptune takes 60,190 Earth days.
Wow. Well, look, the whole outer space thing's wild, man. I don't know what to say. I mean, we could go round and round forever on those facts, and
Neptune does just very slowly.
I do see what you did there. I do indeed. All right, so mull that one over. While you do, let me just throw this out to everyone right out of the gate, because we'll all address it, but I'm curious where you stand at 215-592-9494. Biggest thing that has stood out to you recently about the Phillies in blank number of the last days. Look, I haven't been here since Tuesday of last week. John was here on Friday. James wasn't here until two Fridays ago. That'd be about 10 days. Rhea was here last week. So we're all kind of working on different timetables. But since we were all together, I mean, you had the All-Star game, you had the Schwarber thing, you had the Robertson thing, you had Bryce got hot, you had Middleton on the record on a lot of stuff. You had a really not great weekend of baseball, although Schwarber and Bryce were awesome. Lizardo and Ranger weren't. Ranger was the worst Philly all weekend. He stunk yesterday. So it's all out on the table for you. Define it as you want. What was the, you know, the thing that stood out to you the most? 215-592-9494. John, while I am in kind of a bad Phillies mood, because the weekend really did stink, and it was almost like Ranger melted down yesterday, I'm going to give you a positive as my number one. Because we can talk about the Robertsons and the trade deadlines and all this stuff, and it's all worthy. The number one thing that stood out to me actually is a massive positive. Bryce Harper might be back.
That's exactly right. No, right? It's not might. It's not might be back. Bryce Harper has been talking like he's been talking the game before actually performing.
Yeah, he said he felt good.
Like a boss.
Yeah.
He came in talking smack like, hey, man, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. And I've, you know, that's unusual.
Yeah, I'm Bryce Harper. Like, don't forget about me. I'm Bryce Harper.
He said, I'm ready, you know, coming out of this second, you know, coming out of the All-Star break, I'm ready to go. And he's proven it. And you know, right at the gates on Friday night, what was it?
Yeah, Friday,
three for four.
Well, two homers Friday, one on Saturday. Now, 0 for 4 yesterday, for what it's worth. But you get three homers.
But that's a burst, and that's exciting.
Yeah.
And that reminds us that, yes, Bryce Harper has been one of the clutchest players I've seen in the postseason when it matters most. But man, he can just explode, and he can generate that power. He and Kyle Schwarber, by the way, Kyle Schwarber is in talk. You know, like, people are talking MVP and attaching that to Kyle Schwarber's name. If he can keep up this torrid pace, he has been amazing.
He's been awesome.
Now, his average, his batting average will hurt him a little bit.
But we all love him. I mean, you know, we all know the Schwarber thing.
He's doing amazing things. If those two together combine, their power can really lift this offense, which has been devoid of
power. It's been horrible. But they are going to need some help. So,
yes. But that's exciting, too, when you think about the Dombrowski. When you think about Mick Abel, Andrew Painter probably going to that bullpen. Well, you know Taiwan's going to go to the bullpen. We got a lot of people who can.
And either Nola or Lizardo. One of them's going to the bullpen also.
Probably, I mean, just, Lizardo, just are. I guess.
Yeah. So, look, there's so much to chew on at 215-592-9494. Your reaction to it. Look, I've said all season, I look at this whole thing through the prism of October. It's just because I think they're going to make the playoffs.
This team can be amazing.
Well,
this
but they're also 20 and 21 in their last 41 games.
And that is
aggravating.
Really problematic and aggravating. Yes.
Yeah, really aggravating. I mean, so it's a weird, they're a confounding team. They're in first place. They're not in first place by much. Mets haven't been playing very well lately. Phillies haven't been playing particularly good either.
But let's not lose track of the fact that their pitching, their starting pitching, has been something to marvel at.
I know.
And that's what we've been hanging our hats on. Oh, woe is us. Our offense stinks. Well, hey, what if it doesn't stink anymore?
Well, I will.
We got, 60 games?
I'll see when I believe it. I mean, they did have a game this weekend where Brandon Marsh bat fifth. And just everyone chew on that one.
And didn't he get a hit right out the gates, Ben?
I don't remember, but I don't ever want to see that again. Seltzer, biggest thing that stood out to you in the last... So welcome back, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. I'm very good.
Good to be back. Miss you guys.
Miss you, too. I mean, your shoes were...
To a degree.
Shoes were ably filled.
Yes. I always worry about Wally Pipp when I leave.
Exactly.
So, you know.
No, you don't worry about Wally Pipp. You worry about Lou Gehrig.
Yes, exactly. I worry about being Wally Pipp.
So you've been gone for 10 days.
Yes.
Biggest thing that stood out to you?
So it's funny because you guys each had a couple things to talk about, and there are like eight other things rattling around in my brain. There's so much going on with it. I said I did a podcast with Fritz last night, and I was like, for a week without much baseball, there's 8 million things going on with this team.
Yep.
To me, we're 10 days away from the trade deadline, 11 days, whatever it is. Like, I feel the need of this team. Like, they're good. They're not great.
They're not
like,
great.
They're just
they're not. They're not.
And the thing that we, you know, Richie was just talking about, we hang our hat on the starting pitching and all that. It's like, well, okay. I mean, Ranger hasn't looked good in a few weeks. And we saw last year this exact thing happen with Ranger. Yep. Lizardo has been inconsistent. I mean, right now it's Wheeler and Sanchez, the only two guys you feel amazing about heading into the playoffs. You know, we're ways away from that.
They are amazing.
They need help. They need help. And we did this whole like, oh, what would you rather have? You know, bullpen, bat. They need both. They need an arm and they need a bat. Not one or the other. They need both. That's what I feel.
So one of the main things I
possible, though,
you're not going to get both.
Justin Crawford.
You're not going to
Justin Crawford could be not a huge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bat buddy and guy who gets on base, bat right here in system. How realistic is that? Because that's another consideration that they have discussed.
I agree.
And that's exciting.
It partially
you
exciting.
You can't count on Justin Crawford to save the lineup.
You can't.
Okay. Especially I'm not counting on him to save the lineup. Give us some excitement when he gets on.
Ray, the biggest thing over the last... So you were the one person, well, you and Richie held down the fort last week. So let me say thank you. On behalf of me and Seltzer, thank you. Biggest thing that stood out to you?
That the Phillies are who I thought they were. I mean, it's great starting pitching for the most part.
Yep.
Inconsistent hitting, shaky bullpen, and they better do something great at the deadline. Because the moves that Dombrowski has made at deadline have not been great. The moves this year, Romano, Kepler. Why is Kepler still on this team? I mean,
the fact that Kepler, and I mean this, I know Brandon Marsh played well better over the last 5-6 weeks. The fact that Kepler batted behind Marsh, where Marsh batted fifth. I mean, everyone think about
Marsh
that for
is
a
better,
second.
Though.
No, but the point is horrendous.
Oh, it's a disaster.
It's a disaster. Because, you know, a month and a half ago, and I mean, I'm not going to lie, I still kind of feel this way. A lot of people don't want Marsh on the team. He batted fifth. I mean, really? So
you're getting nothing like 4 through 9.
You're getting very, very little. I agree with that. I mean, you can say nothing. That's fine. That's fair. Look, all of it's on the table at 215-592-9494. I will tell you this on the good side of things. I think the David Robertson addition is potentially massive. I mean, I'm actually using that word.
He's been amazing. Not pretty big. I think it's potentially massive. He's been amazing.
So first off, I envy the guy. All right, let me start.
Great moves by him, buddy.
Let me start with this guy and his brass you-know-what. So he's 40 years old. He's probably pocketed, I don't know, after taxes, what, $15 to $35 million?
I like how you
would guess more than that.
Right. A lot more than that.
Let's give him $55 million in the bank. So this guy's like, listen, world, yeah, I want to pitch, but unless you're going to pay me a ton of money, I ain't playing for you for 7 months. I'm going to pull a Clemens, and I'll join right before the trade deadline. By the way, guys, he's getting $5.5 million for the next 2 months.
David Robertson has made $101 million playing baseball.
Oh my
so
God.
He's got like $40 million in the bank. He lost like $50 to taxes. He spent $10. He's got $40 million. So, like, good for this guy to eschew everyone. I mean, I'm partially joking, but I will be honest. I kind of envy it. I mean, this guy, because he knows back in February and March, he will join a contender that he feels comfortable with right before the trade deadline. In July.
And his arm will be fresh. That was what happened to him before with
totally will be fresh. And Rhea, here's the key, and I didn't know it until after they signed him, and I saw the stats. ERA last year, 3.00. Like, that's really good, guys. So you're not getting old guy who stinks. Now, look, I can't prove he's going to be great, but I know this. He was great last year. To Rhea's point, fresh arm. I mean, it's a really big addition. He's going to make $5.5 million in the next 2 months. So I think it's an outstanding move. With that said, there is a lot you see on the field that's really frustrating. Center and left field are still a disaster. Rojas is a freaking disaster. I know Marchand got a hit this weekend. It was an RBI single. But, I mean, come on. First off, it seems like whenever he's in there, it seems like the pitchers pitch worse. That's number one. Number two, like, I'm celebrating he got a hit because the guy almost never gets a hit. So, you know, there's a lot going on with the Phillies, including the comments from Middleton, which I'll just tell you out of the gate. My sense, based on what he said, overarching sense is I do not expect the Phillies to go all in at the trade deadline. I think they're gonna hold some of those pieces for the future. With that said, Jason Stark went on the record in the last couple of days and said his sense is that Dombrowski's gonna make a very big move at the trade deadline. And listen, Stark is Stark, man. He knows a lot about baseball.
I would say no one's more locked in on the Phillies for the last 20 years than Jason Stark.
Tons of connections. Music to my ears.
Yeah, so, all right. 215-592-9494. What's the biggest thing that stood out to you in recent days with the Phillies? Also, your chance to win Eagles training camp tickets. We're getting to that next. Your phone calls on all of these topics. And plus, I'm going to get to the Embiid article. I know it's a couple days ago. I haven't commented on it. A lot to do. All of it with you. 215-592-9494.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.